It was a Monday when I saw it. The competition said, "What would you do if you, for a day, were Prime Minister?" In 25 words or less. I don't remember the prize exactly, but I remember thinking, I could win this. Could I win this? I could win this, yes. It was Monday and I had to get to work and I couldn't find a pen, so I tore out a page of the magazine and stuffed it into my hip pocket. I was trying to think of these 25 words on the 58 bus at 8:15. It was 15 late and now I would miss the 8:30 train, and because of this I remembered that I hadn't paid the gas bill and it was 60 days and my housemate had given me $70, which was more than his share, but I'd already spent it on fuel for the car and jars of pasta sauce and some things from the chemist and this magazine, of course. And then it occurred that the rego was due, and why did I even buy that car? I never even use it, and how, yes, it was great when she and I would drive and drive for days to nowhere and for nothing but to lie under that black, black sky and feel for sure that there is no spirit without the body, for how could the spirit survive with no body to receive it? And how I still feel that when she was ill, I was cruel, I was scared, I was cruel. I walked the kids the long way to school for the extra minutes of babble and distraction, and I wandered, meandered among supermarket shelves alone, listless and swathed in that knowable knell of air-conditioned music. And how in those years I unlearned words and learned more of the spaces between them, the way you overtrace squares with a ballpoint pen in Sunday's crossword by hospital bed, on the waiting list, 32 down. It was Monday at 4 and I still hadn't thought of my 25 words. What made it so hard was the intrusion of calls and the printers offline and knowing the board needed their papers by 5 with their order of quail and winery wine, and everyone knew it was that point on the graph on the PowerPoint slide where people would have to be fired, and everyone knew how Sue got sacked, incurred official ease by efficient SMS, that's 160 characters or less, and that made 25 words seem like rewriting the Constitution. And I burnt the pasta again because I forgot the oven. On TV, police were looking for a gunman, and those streets looked a lot like mine from the air, those tiny little places with the lights on. Maybe everyone down there was scribbling into that same competition corner square, their hearts thumping with every sudden sound in the garden. I don't remember the prize exactly, but I remember thinking, I can win this. I can be the best. One rousing call to action, a simple stately sentence you can fit into one breath. Do something. Anything, is all that I said. Well, they say less is more, and if I were PM, that might just be enough, more or less.